So let's review. In the previous daf, we learned that Rabbi Akiva uses the word mishras, that the Torah says in the parasha of Nazir, to teach the principle of heter mitzaref le'isr, whereas the Rabbanan used mishras to teach the principle of tam ki ikar. However, the Rabbanan apply the principle of tam ki ikar to all isurin shebat Torah, whereas Rabbi Akiva limits heter mitzaref le'isr to Nazir and does not apply it to all isurin shebat Torah. The Gemara first explains why Rabbi Akiva does not apply heter mitzaref le'isr to kol isurin shebat Torah. The Torah also teaches het mitzaref le'isr regarding a karma chatas whose flavor is absorbed into other meat, where we apply all the chumras of a karma chatas to that other meat, even if a person only eats a kezayis of the other meat, which is made up of both chatas and non-chatas. Since there are two places, nazir and chatas, where the Torah teaches het mitzaref le'isr, we cannot apply the principle elsewhere. The Rabbanan would say that chatas indeed teaches het mitzaref le'isr, but it cannot be applied to kol isurin shebat Torah, because chulin mikachim legemrinan, we cannot derive halachas of non-kachim from halachas of kachim. However, mishras teaches tam ki ikar, which can be applied to kol isurin shebat Torah, because it is derived from nazir. The Gemara asks why Rabbi Akiva would need the pasuk michartzan ve'adzag to teach that different grape products combined for the isur nazir. Hashtal Rabbi Akiva. Heter ve'isr mitzdarfen, isr ve'isr mibaya. If even heter and isr can combine, isr and isr can obviously combine. The Gemara answers, isr ve'heter bevas achas, isr ve'isr bezachazah. Isr ve'heter combine only when eaten simultaneously. The additional chiddush of combining isr ve'isr is even when eaten one after the other. Zok the Mishnah, betzek shebesidke areva, dough that is stuck in the crack of a kneading bowl. If there is a full kezayis in one spot, he must dispose of it before Pesach. But if it's less than the kezayis, it's batal, and it does not have to be disposed of. Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul distinguished between dough that is on the lower part of the kli, which holds water, and dough in the upper part of the kli, that does not hold water. But there are two versions of how this distinction applies, each supported by a braisa. According to the first version, the distinction applies to the chiyuv to be mevayer a kezayis. We only have to be mevayer a kezayis-sized piece when it is on the upper part, but we do not have to dispose of it when it's on the lower part of the kli, because as Rashi says, batlu legabo v'hava ke'etz. Since he needs it there to plug the leak, it becomes part of the kli and is considered a piece of wood. This version implies that less than a kezayis never has to be disposed of, regardless of where on the kli it is. According to the second version, the distinction applies to the ptur that we need not be mevar less than the kezayis. We are exempt from disposing of a piece smaller than the kezayis only on the lower part of the kli, where it becomes batal. But we do have to dispose of it if it's on the upper part. This version implies that a kezayis must be disposed of regardless of where on the kli it is. Kashna dadi. The two brises contradict each other, both with regard to pieces of kezayis, and with regard to pieces smaller than the kezayis. The Gemara offers three answers. Am Rav Huna, sami kilta mikmecha mirta. We should ignore the first, more lenient brisa, and favor the second, more stringent brisa. Rav Yosef Amar, tanoi shakla mealma. Rav Yosef says that the two brises actually reflect the machlokes tanoim about moldy chametz. The Tanakhama holds, even moldy chametz that you did not plan on eating must be disposed of because it's useful as a leavening agent. This is also the opinion of the second brisa that a kezayis-sized dough, even if part of a kli, must be disposed of. Pshim ben Elazar says that once a block of chametz is turned into a kli and no longer designated for eating, there is no chiv to dispose of it. This is also the opinion of the first brisa that once a kezayis-sized piece becomes part of a kli, you do not have to dispose of it. After rejecting Rav Yisrael's approach, Abai suggests a third approach, according to which there is no machlokes between the two brises. Ha b'makam lisha, ha shalai b'makam lisha. As Rashi explains, the bowl is halachically divided into three parts. The bottom, which holds the water, where even the kezayis need not be removed, because it becomes bottled to the kli. The walls, which contain the dough, where kezayis must be removed, and less than the kezayis need not be removed. Rashi explains that sealing a crack in the walls is helpful, but not essential. Therefore, in the walls, a kezayis does not become batal, and less than the kezayis does become batal. The lip of the bowl, where even less than the kezayis must be removed, it does not become batel because it's not considered makom lisha, a place which contains the dough, even though the dough sometimes overflows as it rises. As a matter of halacha, the Gemara brings conflicting versions where the Rav Paskin like Reb Shimon ben Elazar, that chametz that is no longer used as food becomes mutter, or only when it is tach betit, smeared with plaster. Relevant to the above, where there is a difference between the kezayis or less than the kezayis, Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Shnei Chatzoi Zeisim, V'chut Shel Betzik Bineyan. If two half olive-sized pieces of dough are connected by a strand of dough, if the strand is strong enough to lift the two pieces with it, we view them as one big piece of dough, a kezayis. Otherwise, they are viewed as separate small pieces. Ula clarifies that this halacha only applies to dough stuck in a bowl, because it will stay separated. But two pieces of dough that are loose in the house, even if not connected at all, combine to equal a kezayis, because they may come together on Yom Tov. The Gemara has a shaila whether this is limited to one area, where it's likely to come together, or applies even when one of the two pieces is on a different floor of the house, or on the porch, or in an inner house. The daf concludes with two brises about inedible chametz. First, in a case where the chametz is no longer edible for humans, but still edible for dogs, the Tanakhama says it can still become tamei as food, while Reb Nosson holds eina matama, it lost its status as food and cannot become tamei. Second, if a person put flour in a receptacle that is used to tan animal hides, Tanakhama holds that if the flour has been in the receptacle for less than 3 days, chayav levar, we still treat it like chametz that must be destroyed. Reb Nosson says that as soon as skins are put into the receptacle with the flour, it loses its status as chametz. Rava paskins like Reb Nosson, afila yem echad v'afila sha achas. Even if the flour was in the receptacle with the skins for only a day or even for a single hour.